Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast. I'm Coach Zen, a quad certified personal development coach and spiritual life coach. What do I do? Well, I am here and my purpose is to elevate and empower women to manifest their desires by connecting with their inner selves, nurturing spiritual growth, and shifting the energy of what was to being in command of what is. This truly is a captivating and empowering podcast, serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self. Here, you will discover valuable insights that will support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Here, we have enlightening conversations about this journey that we all are on collectively called life. And we also have men that listen to this podcast. Look, one of my favorite male-led podcasts is The Sacred Sons. Women, I encourage you to listen to that podcast as well. This podcast is for women and for men, but I just want to present that when it comes to the coaching aspect, I work with women only, but I just want to take a moment to thank the men that do support this podcast. So many of them are actually men that I actually know personally, and I just want to thank you for showing the love, okay? We are on part three of this series, Dispelling Anxiety, and today, y'all, I just came on here on the mic without any editing or any of that. I'm just coming on the mic to just speak a message today. And today we're going to embark on a journey to discover what it means to truly be your... Let me presence it this way because something just came up for me. Today's episode is all about the compass within. The compass within and not seeking validation outside of yourself. So we're going to go ahead and just get right on into it. So picture this, okay? A vast corn maze stretching out before you. It's fall time. People doing corn mazes and hay rides with the children's and things. But imagine that there is a vast corn maze stretching out before you. And this corn maze has twists, it has turns, it has dead ends and hidden paths. Now I want you to imagine that you're not alone in this maze, that you're guiding someone who holds the compass, but they're unsure of how to use it. Your role is not to take the compass from them. Your role is not to be like, oh, you don't know how to use this? I know how to use it. Boom, just follow me. No, your role is to support and empower that individual in navigating their way through. What we are discussing today, you all, is an optimal, effective way on when people come to you wanting advice or seeking validation or wanting insights or wanting suggestion, What is your role? What are you supposed to do in that moment to support that individual? Because you're not supposed to validate them, you're not supposed to fix them, and you're not supposed to be their problem solver. So being the compass in someone's life means recognizing that each person has their own unique journey and perspective. It's about understanding, again, what I just said. I'm not here to fix you, friend. I'm not here to solve your problem, honey. Instead, I'm here to offer guidance and support and a listening ear. Because we, in that moment, become that individual's trusted companion as they navigate the complexes of life, difficulties, challenges, experiences, and even celebrations, you all. Being the compass in someone's life means recognizing that each person has their own unique role. A supportive village looks like this. It's necessary for everybody to have a support system, a supportive village in their life. We are made and designed to coexist together. And it looks like this. Having a life coach. We're going to talk about what a life coach is. Having a psychiatrist or a therapist. We're going to talk about what that looks like. And then your friends and your family. So, when it comes to professionals, i.e. psychologist, therapist, life coach, so that is what I'm presencing here under the term professionals. Professionals play a very distinct role in providing support and guidance, and they're key in your personal growth and your well-being. You are always going to grow and evolve and expand into the more of yourself until the day that you transition out of this earth. So what does a life coach do? Well, a life coach specializes in helping individuals, I like to say supporting rather than helping individuals, in reaching their full potential and achieving their goals, desires, and their desired outcome. They offer motivation, accountability, and guidance in various aspects of life. You have confidence coaches, personal development coaches, business coaches, grief coaches, emotional well-being coaches, all types of coaches. And coaches empower individuals to overcome challenges and make shifts and changes within their lives that are necessary. A coach works from your present day, your current reality, into what are you creating in the future. That's what a coach does. There are coaches like myself who have a strong background in psychology. There are also coaches who also are therapists, okay? And then there are also coaches who do not have a psychology background, who do not have a therapy background, but they do have the credentials and they do have the experience as well as the expertise in a specific niche. A therapist is a mental health professional who supports individuals in managing and overcoming emotional and psychological difficulties. They provide therapy and counseling to address issues such as anxiety, depression, trauma, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, manicness, manianess, so on and so forth, creating a safe space for narcissism, okay? Creating a safe space for individuals to explore their feelings and work towards their solutions. And finally, a psychologist is an expert in understanding human behavior and mental process. They conduct assessments, diagnose mental health conditions, and provide evidence-based treatments to improve mental well-being. So, even though your friends and family, well, before I say that, let me say this. There was a conversation that somebody was having with me. And in this conversation, they were actually approached by somebody. They were talking about, you know, their life and challenges and difficulties that they're currently experiencing. And the individual that they were speaking to suggested to them, why don't you get a professional? Why don't you work with a professional to support you? And they said, oh, that's not necessary. I have my friends and family. Well, let me say this. This is my answer to this. While friends and family play important roles in our lives, they may lack the necessary skills, the objectivity, and the qualifications to truly address complex or any, for that matter, psychological and emotional issues, because more than likely they are meeting things within themselves. So seeking support from professionals, what that does, it ensures A, a non-judgmental, and B, an unbiased environment that truly is going to support you in exploring the concerns openly and receiving guidance. These professionals offer specialized expertise and guidance that, I'm just going to be real with y'all, your friends and your family just do not possess, okay? Your friends and your family are going to come from spaces of experience, and if they did not process it optimally, if they did not process it at all, how in the world do you feel they're going to be able to help you? But they are great to be a listening ear. And that's why we're having this podcast episode today. So therefore, you're able to receive insight and knowledge on how to be an effective listening ear. Ladies, do you want to have more meaningful conversations with like-minded women? Would you like to exchange valuable knowledge, forming deep connections with individuals who share your values and will encourage you along the way? Well, immerse yourself in my women's circle. That's right. It's virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere. The Women's Circle is comprised of women from all over the globe. It's a safe space where we lift and empower and pour into one another as we pursue our own individual journeys in living more of a fulfilling life. The search is over. Join these enriching, nourishing discussions today and receive unwavering support. The link is within the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Circle. Blessings and abundance. So, I also want to touch on the internal compass that we have inside of us. Our internal compass is our intuition. That is our inner guidance system that is 100% accurate. Now, if you are currently experiencing the feeling of not trusting yourself, not knowing who you are, not knowing thy true self, if you're not living the way you were designed, within your design, and if you are not living in your natural state of being, meaning that you do not believe that you exist, therefore you matter, you don't believe that you're empowered, connected, and whole, your intuition, it's necessary to strengthen that muscle. But once that muscle is strengthened, it will always guide you in a clear path and direction. It will always be that guiding light for you, because I truly believe that our intuition is connected to Source, the one that created us, the creator of all things. That's why feelings and emotions are so important, you all. Because your intuition truly lives in your heart.
but its energy is so massive that you feel it in the core of your belly. Your inner compass. That's your guiding light. And how do you know the difference between your intuition and fear? Well, your intuition is clear. There's no doubt. There's not that feeling of, I don't know. Your intuition is clear. Fear, you may feel nervous. You may not feel ease about it. You may feel unsure. Next time you're in fear, I want you to sit with the fear and notice what fear feels like. How does it show up for you in your body? When something's off, what does that feel like? And then I want you to tune into the subtle of what your intuition, when it's speaking. You know those moments when something takes place and you're like, I knew it. That's the intuition. Memorize that. So therefore, you are able to know without a shadow of a doubt that clear message in your navigation and the best way for you to move forward or step back or be still.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host, and I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
Okay, you all, I trust that this episode is not sounding different now that we've come back from the commercial break, because what I'm going to do is just walk around with my device because I have a lot of passionate energy around this topic that's flowing in me right now, and I just got to move, okay? So listen to the message and not the movement. So how do we do this? When our friends, family, lover, whatever relationship is coming to you, and what's your advice, your opinion, your insight, okay? Support when it comes to whatever they're experiencing, how do we go about that in an effective way? Well, the first thing is you're not there to fix them and you're not there to validate them. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But the best way to go about that is by utilizing masterful listening. When I say masterful listening, all that means is truly listen to what they're saying and be able to hold space for them and take your experience out of it. Okay. If you got a friend that comes up to you and she's like, me and my husband about to get divorced and you've been through a divorce, when you're listening to her, take yourself out of it. But what you can do is say, well, hey, in my divorce, you know, something that you said, something came up for me that may be very similar to what you're experiencing, and this is what took place. I'm just going to provide you with that information because it can support you in navigating this within yourself. That is a great way to approach that instead of saying, well, girl, you know that I just got a divorce and, you know, or I got divorced a couple years ago or maybe fresh, what
have you, neither here nor there. But girl, let me tell you about these men and da 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 da, and then just subscribing to their story and their narrative. That's not effective. That's not going to help your friend. That's not going to support your friend. Okay? That's not being a great villager to your friend. How you're going to be a great villager is listening, creating that safe space for your friend or your family member to share their thoughts, share their feelings. Okay, holding that space, because when we do that, we show that individual that their voice matters. We're reminding them of that, and we're also reminding them in the remembering that they exist, therefore they matter. So by listening, we also are able to get listening and not hearing. There's a difference. When you just hear something, you're not in tune and you're not being present as to what you're hearing is truly saying and offering, and you're not able to recite it back to them. When you are truly listening, you're able to recite it back. When you are truly listening, you don't just hear the vibration, you take in what is being said, and that is going to help you to discover and gain valuable insights into their situation, which is going to enable you to provide even more impactful and meaningful support. But listening is just the beginning. We must also ask thoughtful questions and be in inquiry. Questions that challenge assumptions, questions that expand the individual's perspective, and questions that encourage deeper reflection. Questions that truly are going to empower the individual to find their own answers and solutions, because again, we don't do what? We don't validate them. We're not here for that. And we also are not here to fix them or solve their problems. The answer is within themselves. What they're asking for is support and someone to be present with them. So therefore, they're able to process by talking. As they're talking to you, they're thinking and they're putting things together. Okay, that's why oftentimes when someone comes to you, they didn't just come to you. They went to somebody else. They also went to another person. You get what I'm saying? They at least go into about 2 to 3 people. Some may go to 4. Okay. Because they want to collect the insights and they're also listening to themselves processing it. Then they're going to be with self and they're ultimately going to make the decision that truly resonates with them. And they're going to see what is the best way for them to truly honor themselves. At least that's what's supposed to happen, right? That's truly how we're designed to actually operate. When we are in an experience, we're designed to truly see what the experience is offering us, not dwell in the experience, because when we dwell in it, it becomes an angry volcano. That's where depression comes. That's where anxiety comes. That's where all of these things manifest, because one, you're not catching it at a whisper and addressing, processing it then in the immediate. We catch it in the whisper, we process it there, and then we transmute that energy to see what is this, well, see what it's offering you, then moving that energy up and out. Okay. And if you would like more support in that, go ahead and schedule a consultation with me, or go ahead and join the women's circle. Cause in the women's circle, you actually receive 4 sessions a year. Okay. So, being an inquiry, by asking questions, all that's required for you to answer questions that are effective is get curious. Example, friend comes to you, her and her husband getting a divorce. I'm so sorry to hear that. What's the reason for getting the divorce? Or maybe you don't presence that you're sorry to hear that, because it may not be a sad situation for her. She may be celebrating that she's getting a divorce. So possibly just presencing, why the divorce? What caused this? How did this happen? What brought this up between the both of you, or what have you? Y'all, me standing up and walking around, I feel like I'm at a speaking engagement or something. I love this. Maybe this is what I continue to do when I record the podcast, okay? Is stand up. I love it. I love it. So, back to what I was stating. By asking questions, we support the individual in discovering their own inner compass, their compass from within, you all. The title of this episode. We also support them in unlocking their potential to navigate their lives with confidence, to trust themselves, especially if this individual has experienced something in their lives where they question themselves, they don't trust themselves. If that individual has experience any type of sexual trauma, any type of abuse, any type of bullying, whether abuse is physical, emotional, that's just to name a few things. That is when they may not trust themselves as much, or let's say they have a job, they voiced how they felt about something and they ended up being fired or let go. Then that person automatically is going to start to question themselves. So those are just some examples. But as we navigate the corn maze together, back to the corn maze, back to this beautiful analogy, we discover that being the compass is not about leading or directing. It's not about leading or directing. It's about walking alongside. It's about walking alongside the individual. It's about offering guidance and stepping back when necessary. It's about fostering a relationship built on trust, respect, and mutual understanding. The impact of being a compass in someone's life is so profound. By providing guidance and support, we empower individuals to make their own choices, learn from their experience, and grow. It nurtures their well-being. It fortifies their well-being, and it perpetuates them transforming their lives and transfiguring their lives and adjusting situations that are necessary. It supports them in finding their way through their life's maze. Only you can find your way in your own life's maze. Nobody else is able to do that for you. You gotta do it. So the next time you find yourself in a position such as this, remember the importance of listening and inquiry, i.e. thoughtful questions. Remember that your role is not to fix or solve, but to support and empower. Embrace the opportunity to hold space where that particular individual can find their own path, guided by their own compass within. My question to you is this. Now with this awareness, what will you choose? Now with this knowledge, what comes up for you that's necessary for you to shift? See, someone who's a part of your village is not there to co-sign your BS. They're not there to subscribe to your story, and they're not there to subscribe to your narrative. They're there because they love you, and they're there to provide truth. So be that truth. Be that truth. And support them in discovering the solution from within. That's it.
hear from me. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram, @lifeverbswithanspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.